Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Mike Clemens, our green and gold reporter embedded in Green Bay all season long throughout the season. Michael, thanks so much for coming on, buddy.
Hi, Big Show.
Okay, so we're getting you on because I'm sure, as you are well aware at this point, 2 o'clock tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers will address the media on the teleconference. Then at 3:35, we will have Matt LaFleur addressing the media. Two things that I've been saying. One, brilliant that it's on a Friday going into a weekend to try and kill it before it gets back Monday.
Right? How stupid.
Well, no, it's brilliant if you don't want this to be talked about. If you want this out of the spotlight for the Packers, it's brilliant.
If you're the Packers, it's
That's what I'm saying.
Bury it.
Yes.
Do it in the middle of the week so we can talk about it for the rest of the week.
Right. Brilliant by the Packers from that standpoint. And brilliant by the Packers to give LaFleur like an hour to get ready to rebut whatever Rodgers may say in his teleconference at 2 o'clock. Also brilliant as well. They can huddle up and figure out how they're going to go about it. But Clemens, I mean, you've been around a long time. What kind of things do you think are going to get asked to Aaron Rodgers in this thing tomorrow?
Well, the first one is, you know, give us your official reaction now to Jordan Love being drafted and them not getting you a receiver, them not getting Mike Pettine some linebacker help. I think the next thing is, so you did talk to Favre after the draft, and do you feel like maybe this is now set a clock on your career in Green Bay?
Oh, God, whoa.
And the next thing is, so we understand with your little chat with A.J. Hawk that, you know, you had some fun at your coach's expense, and you kind of like to see if you can get his temper going, even in a game, even if you're up, and you'd like to take it right to the cliff and then pull it back. Are you thinking twice about that when they take a quarterback in the draft? Those are the first things that come to mind.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense, Gary, from a media perspective. Now, the other thing that we've been talking about, and Leroy seems to think that, you know, Rodgers isn't going to give us any headlines in this teleconference tomorrow at 2 o'clock that we'll be talking about on the Wendy's Big Show. What do you think, or how do you think Rodgers goes about this? Do you think there'll be some passive-aggressive answers and getting his shots in where he sees fit?
No, because I don't think he would do it unless he wanted to say something.
Correct.
And I think it's genuine. I think he's, my guess is that, okay, bring on the competition. It's part of football. I understand that. But I know I'm playing in Green Bay at least the next 2 years. And I know that we all have to compete to keep our jobs. And I'm ready to accept that challenge. Go ahead, kid, bring it. And I'll do what I can to help him. And sure, I learned some things about the way things went between Brett and I, but Brett Favre is now, I consider him a great friend, and we'll go about that. He may surprise us to say, though, he may come right back and say, you know, there are some things that we do need some help with this team. And I think he's also going to answer questions about, so the team is banking on third-year guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling to step up, or that Equanimeous St. Brown is going to come back to fill out what they got with Lazard and Devontae, and who knows if there's a veteran that they can still pick up somewhere off the street between now and, you know, September to add to the roster. But, you know, the other thing is about Brian Gutekunst, and I think this shows that there is a bond between Gutekunst and LaFleur. It is their team. The team has gotten away with murder when it comes to addressing the backup quarterback situation, because even though you took the chance and Rodgers falls to you at 24 in 2005, and by the way, you guys were talking earlier about two, three quarterbacks, they got to keep Tim Boyle to get started, I would think, you know, over the time they've invested with him. They kept Craig Knoll on in 2005, actually 05, 06, 07, because he was experienced, and also he was Favre's friend, you know? I mean, Craig Knoll was a close friend of Brett Favre, and it appeased him. One friend that they've kept on this team is Mason Crosby. We keep forgetting. That's the first move that Gutekunst made for the 2020 season is, all right, we're not going to screw around with trying to find a new kicker. You know, even though they challenged him last year, Crosby, with all the off-field challenges with the cancer in his family and all that, performed wonderful. Bring him back for another couple of years because the Bears proved to you what happens when you let a Robbie Gould go, and then you go through five kickers and, you know, you lose out on a chance to advance to the playoffs. So let's secure place kicker and scoring
Mike,
field goals.
Mike, I do have one question, though, if you can pull by the curtain, because I guess what this is going to be via conference call. So how many people will be on this call, and then how does it work? I mean, do they say, okay, Mike Clement, you know, is it your turn? How do they get, how do they line this all up? Pull the curtains back for us. Let us know how this works.
We dial in. We get a special code, and I get there early, and it's a teleconference like a bunch of us have had, you know, during the pandemic now in whatever our jobs are. And I stay on after Gary, and there's a counter that comes up, and it says 44, 43, 42. So I'm anticipating as many as 45 people news organizations will be invited to this call tomorrow. And then you're gone. And then, and the first couple ones we did, people trying to shout out, you know, sort of hold up their hand at the teleconference.
So annoying.
People talking over one another.
Okay.
Now what they're going to do is we send them, we text them a message. Then they text us back and they say, okay, you're on deck. And so then they pick from through the media. You know, all of us that cover the team regularly, we'll get one, maybe two questions in during a 20, 30-minute teleconference.
Mike, I want to get to the head coach because there's two things I want to cover. Bob McGann put out a story. He said he think y'all drafted Jordan Love for you wanted leverage over Aaron Rodgers. Feel like, to your point, Mike, about the A.J. Hawk interview. And also, did you actually mandate your Gutekunst to move up to get this kid, or it was just Gutekunst moved up and you were okay with it? That would be a good question to ask the head coach.
I honestly think that, first of all, when it comes to filling out a roster, this organization knows that they have been negligent in getting a true number two quarterback in there. They thought that they had a chance. Everybody loved DeShone Kizer, thrown to EQ at Notre Dame, big kid, 6'4", smart kid, nice kid. And maybe the 0-16 thing in the Browns, you know, that was such a dumpster fire franchise. We'll bring him in here. We'll coach him up. You know, we think he's a nice kid. He's got a nice arm. He's got a nice arm. And give him a year or two, and maybe he could be a legit backup for us. When he got his time to play, and he did get his time to play because Rodgers goes down with injuries, he couldn't make a decision. He couldn't make a decision. And now Mike and John Gruden out in Oakland, now Las Vegas, they had a year with him. Big arm, nice kid. They let him go 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, he's done. And so that's what the lesson was learned there. And the Brett Hundley situation, everybody's familiar with them. They used a draft pick on him. They coached him up, smart kid, great kid. Not as much of a physical specimen, actually, as Kizer, but faster and moves around. But I watched him with the Cardinals last year. He made 2 or 3 throws, and it's like, okay, great. And then he blows it on third down, same old Brett Hundley. So those are the two best candidates they've had in there. Remember Graham Harrell? I know he's like an offensive coordinator now in college, but he could not hit the broadside of a barn. And they would give him some slop-up time his last couple of years in Green Bay. He made some tremendous throws and plays in college, just never was that guy. And B.J. Coleman and all these other guys that they've brought through there, they had to finally get – because. And I said this when it happened. When we covered that Super Bowl where Doug Peterson, hadn't been a coach that long, goes all the way, loses his starting quarterback, and still beats Bill Belichick and the Patriots with a backup in Nick Foles, that's when you look at Mike and Ted and say, you guys have screwed up here. You're liable for this now, that you don't have a backup. And not having a backup to Aaron Rodgers getting hurt again is no longer going to be an excuse. So with Gutekunst and LaFleur, forget about the Aaron Rodgers, what his age is and all that drama, although the similarities to 2005 are uncanny. The bottom line is these guys are saying to themselves, we can't use an excuse that we didn't have a backup quarterback ready anymore in Green Bay.
He is Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold reporter that's always following around the Packers throughout the Packer season. Thanks so much for coming on. Looking forward to hearing what LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have to say tomorrow.
And I got to ask him about that Ruvell Martin stuff too.
You only got two questions in, right, Mike? Is that about how many you're going to get in?
I'm buying other guys to ask him my questions.
It's a good idea. Do what you got to do, Clemens.
This guy, love you.
Take care, Michael. There he is, Mike Clemens.
He's buying.
Yep, great Midwest Bank hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.